So with that, tonight we are going to wrap up our series on getting into God's Word. Okay, we've been studying some different facets of the Bible and how it plays into our life on a everyday basis. So we're going to start off with a little bit of a fun, interesting, engaging activity tonight to kind of prove one of the points we're going to talk about. So if I could have Miss Lauren Lennox come on up here.
Yeah.
Give her a hand. Okay. Can we turn on this mic? Okay. There you go. Okay. So I don't know if you know this, but Mrs. Lennox teaches Spanish, I believe. So she knows Spanish, and we are going to test your ability. Other than Hector and Karina, you're gonna be our lifelines. Okay. Sorry, Hector and Karina. Okay. You can be the lifeline that they'll call here in a little bit, okay? So, Mrs. Lennox has something she is going to read. You guys, if you have a phone on you, you can use it for this and then put it back away, please. But we want to see how well you can figure out. No, Matthew, you can't do it either, okay? You might have some prior knowledge to this. So, she is going to read a phrase, and you guys need to figure out what it is. You can use Google. You can use a smartphone. Does anybody have any like a translation app on your phone? Does anybody have that? Okay. We'll see if you guys can figure this out real quick. So okay. You guys ready? We're gonna see how long it takes you to figure this out.
Okay. I can project, so I don't need a microphone. Here we go. Yo prometo lealtad a la bandera de los Estados Unidos de América y a la República que representa una nación bajo Dios. Entera con libertad y justicia para todos.
Yeah, I know Matthew and Hector know. What did?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Matthew, did you tell Jake?
No.
What do you think it is, Jake? What is she saying?
His name is John Cena.
No. Close, but not quite. Okay. Anybody else? Something about America. Is that true?
That is a word in this song.
Oh, good job, Lydia. You were listening. Anybody else? Can you read it just one more time, a little bit slower? Okay, here we go. Pay attention.
Yo prometo lealtad a la bandera de los Estados Unidos de América y a la república que representa una nación bajo Dios entera con libertad y justicia para todos.
No, come on. I got it.
Maddie. It is the Pledge of Allegiance. How did you, know Spanish there? Sort of. Ari, do you know it? You do. How did you figure it out? Okay. Very, very good. Okay. Give Mrs. Lennox a hand, please. Okay. So, As we are talking about the Pledge of Allegiance translated into Spanish, we didn't need the lifeline of Hector and Karina, but thank you for being on standby, okay? When we talk about all the technology, all the apps, all the different things that we have at our fingertips, okay? It's one of those things that many times we have confidence, many times we have, we think, okay, we can take on the world with whatever is presented in our face. With whatever situation, whether it be like maybe a translation thing or a situation in our life, we're like, okay, I think I can handle this. And a lot of times we have been given a knowledge about something, but many times it does not translate to a practical knowledge. So it comes back to and we're going to define some terms here real quick, it comes back to a theoretical knowledge. If we're talking about theoretical, how would we define that? We talk about theoretical. I know it's a deep word, and you're like, Mr. Davis, in middle school, we don't use big words. We are tonight, okay? Theoretical, how would we define it? Jonathan?
It's not really real, it's just something made up.
I think that's how you spell it. Theoretical, okay? Not really real? Lydia?
Is it like a theory?
Very good, very good. Somebody's been talking theory, talking theoretical, okay? Or I guess that's part of the word, too. Okay, what is... We're defining terms. What is practical? How can we define practical? Jonathan.
Like it's real, like you can prove it.
Real, proved. What else? Yes.
Applied to your life.
You can apply it to your life, okay? We have one other hand. Caroline. Use it in every day. Okay. So what's the difference between those two as far as how we would use them? Do we use practical knowledge on a daily basis, or do we use theoretical knowledge on a daily basis?
Theoretical.
Yes. Practical is something that we use a lot more, okay? So the reason why I wanted to focus on this tonight is we have been talking about getting into God's Word. We have talked about a lot of important truths. Hold on a sec. We have talked about a lot of important truths. And the thing that I really want to encourage you tonight is that we take these important truths that we have and not leave them at a theoretical stage, but we actually take them to a practical stage, okay? Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm chapter 34. Psalm chapter 34, it's the passage that we read for our opening scripture reading, okay? Psalm chapter 34, I will reread it in case you guys may have missed it the first time around, okay? It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Okay, so we're going to, real quick here, we're going to kind of practically apply what we've been talking about. It's actually 2 weeks ago. Remember we talked about the four things when we look at a passage, okay? What is the first thing that when we look at a passage, what's the first thing that we want to consider as we endeavor to find what God has for us in a passage? Lydia?
The words,
okay, specifically, what about the words?
The message of it.
Okay, close. We talked about, yes.
Theme
was down, that's third, okay? So we can put theme there, very good. First one is author, okay? So as we talk about Psalms here, and you can actually look at the superscription there on Psalm 34, who's the author of Psalms? Jonathan?
David,
okay? So he's the author of Psalm 34. There's some other authors. We won't talk about that tonight for sake of time, but we know that David is the author of this psalm, okay? What's the second thing that we talk about? Yes. Time period is setting, so it would go to themes, okay? There's the four things. Let's see if you guys can remember those. Let's see here. Audience, okay? So, yes, thank you. So who is the audience in Psalms? Who's the audience for Psalms? Okay, very difficult question, right? Okay, what are the Psalms considered when we talk about certain characterizations of different books of the Bible, especially Old Testament? What do they fit into? Very good, wisdom. So that would go towards audience, okay? But with wisdom, what did this book get used for back in the Jewish times? Do you remember? Yes. It was for like songs, okay? So it was for the Jewish people. It was for worship. It was for to focus their hearts and minds on God. Okay? So we have author, audience. We have theme. Okay? And then we have problems. Okay? Problems is the fourth one. Does anybody know what problems might be out of this chapter? Psalm chapter 34. What does it say in the superscription of Psalm 34? If you have a Bible that has, when I say superscription, it should come right before the number 34. What does superscription say? Or what does that superscription say? Can somebody read it for me? Page.
So he pretended to be insane before that, who drove him away, and he left.
Okay. So if you turn back to 1 Samuel, we're not going to do that for sake of time, but if you turn back and you were to track all this down, you remember the story of David, for the most part, starts when he kills Goliath, okay? And we start to find out about this guy. He is an unlikely hero, kind of underwhelming. He's a more or less like a middle school boy, okay? So it was one of those things that to have this great military victory was a big deal. and we start to see that he is kind of like a rising star. And then we start to see that Saul, the king at the time, gets jealous because David is anointed the next king. And so Saul pretty much puts a price on David's head, okay? And the thing that I want to bring out tonight is that David, many times you can see how David trusted in God. You can see it with David and Goliath. You can see it with some of the areas, other areas in his life. But then there was other parts of David's life where he was very normal. And the fact that he, instead of trusting in God with certain situations that would come up, he would actually kind of lie and deceive about things. You see, there's multiple situations, but one where he doesn't show up before he moves along towards close being a king. He was supposed to show up for a dinner at the palace with King Saul, and he has Jonathan lie for him as far as why he's there. When he's running from King Saul that's trying to kill him, he actually lies to a priest that is in a village, the town called Nob, okay? It might actually be a different pronunciation, but that's how it's written out in Scripture, okay? But he lies to him, and Saul comes along, and he slaughters the priest and the other 84 priests that are there as well because they assisted David because he had lied to them. So we see a lot of situations where David, even though he had great victory, even though he trusted God, even though he did a lot of right things, there was a lot of times where he kind of fell short of trusting God. Okay, so when we talk about problems, we see that David trusted in himself, okay? Trusted in himself. And when we get to this specific passage, he is running from, if we were to go back in 1 Samuel, he is running from Saul, okay? He runs to Gath, which is part of the Philistine country empire, okay? And he is hiding there, and he is trying to escape any kind of notice. And David is well known. I mean, if somebody had killed your best warrior, people are going to know who you are. And so Achish, who is the king at Gath at that time, knows that, finds out that David is in Gath. Okay? And so he calls David. He says, "You need to seize David and bring him before me." And David decides to act insane. It says that he acted mad. It said that spit came down his beard. So he acted like he was totally out of his mind. Okay? Instead of praying and trusting God, he decided that he was going to do things his own way. He was going to deceive. Okay? And that is the dynamic that is the stage that's set as we come up here to Psalm chapter 34. It's almost like a conflict here where you're like, wait a minute, as David writes this Psalm 34, it seems like he's trumpeting how awesome God is. But then we talk about the story that leads up to it, it doesn't really make sense. Where is that at? Okay? Turn over to Psalm chapter 56. Psalm chapter 56. Psalm chapter 56, I'm going to read the first four verses. It says, "Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all the day long, for many attacked me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" And if you get farther along in that chapter, you start to see almost David has this confession tone where he realizes that he has done something that is not God's plan, that is not God's way of handling the situation. He's trusting in himself, okay? So then and you can even see that in the superscription there in chapter 56. Look there real quick. It says, "To the choir master, according to the dove on the far off terebinths, a miktam of David when the Philistines seized him in Gath." So he's arrested, he's put under house arrest, and he decides to come up with this plan to deceive the Philistines. Okay? So he's trying to handle life's afflictions. He's trying to handle life's difficulties on his own. So how does he go from handling life's difficulties on his own to praising God for how awesome God is? Okay? Turn back to Psalm 34. Okay, Psalm 34. So he says, and the verse that I want to focus on is verse 8. He says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. So have you ever been in a situation in your life where you realized, you know what? I've done things on my own. I've done things without trusting God, without praying about it, without seeking God, maybe without seeking godly counsel, something that your parents have encouraged you to do. Have you guys ever been there before? Yes? No? No, nobody wants to admit to that? Okay. It's something that is very, many times very common in our lives, and it's something that many times we don't think about. Have you ever been at that situation where you come through it on the other end and you're like, oh my goodness, I could have handled that differently. I could have handled that situation better. And then you realize how faithful God is. Even in the midst of our own problems, even in the midst of us not doing things exactly the way God has asked us to, God is still faithful. Has anybody ever been there before? Okay. Because God is faithful no matter what. Does God, when he looks down from heaven and he sees our lives, does he have that mindset of like, oh, if they step out of line, he has a huge paddle that he's going to smack us upside the backside to take care of our disobedience or to take care of the problem that we have in our life? Does anybody ever have that mindset or feel like that? Because many times we fall into that category. We look at God as a taskmaster. We look at God as like, he's going to punish me. And many times God is standing there and he is wanting us to trust him. He is wanting us to depend on him. He is wanting us to count him faithful. And that is where we see here in Psalm chapter 34 and verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." David realized that he had fallen short. David realized that he had missed out on what God had for his life. Okay? He realized that a lot of the theoretical truths that he knew, he had not lived out in a practical sense. Okay? He knew the message, the truth up in his brain, in his heart, but he did not live them out on an everyday basis. Okay? So as we talk about the author, the audience, the theme, the problems, this is something that we need to live out every day. As far as we are diving into God's word, we are wanting to know what God's message, his plan, and his purpose for our life is that day. What are some other things that we talked about? We talked about those four things 3 weeks ago. Do you remember what the first week when we talked about God's word, diving into God's word, what were the two important truths that we talked about? You remember? You may have opened a letter or an envelope that was kind of like a letter that had something to do with that. Ezra. Okay, one of the letters is "I am loved," okay? Who is it signed by? God, okay? And that was an example. Obviously, it wasn't God personally sent that, okay? But we talked about the two I's. We talked about inspiration and infallibility, okay? Or total truth. Okay, do you guys remember that? What is inspiration? Yes.
Breathed by God.
Okay, breathed by God. God spoke. So inspiration is God spoke, God breathed. Infallibility is total truth, okay? And then the second week, in talking about the four author, audience, theme, problem, what did we tie in with that? We tied in context and setting, okay? And then last week, I was not able to be here. Mr. Dan Sizen stepped in, did an awesome job. What did he, do you remember what he taught on when we talk about our time with God? Yes. Spiritual food, okay? So our time with God is our source of life. So when we are talking about the fact that we are wanting to take our theoretical knowledge, theoretical truth, and make it practical, this is something that we need to be doing on a daily basis to where we are able to count God totally true to who he is and how he works in our life. Okay? I'm gonna do something for an example here real quick. Okay? It's going to be an eating contest, so we're gonna try to keep this a little. So I need four, and we're gonna divide you down the middle, okay? I need four from this side, four from this side. Okay? Let's see here. I have Ben, can you pick four from this side? Jordan, can you pick four from this side? So we have four right here? Okay. So we have two Meyer cheesecakes here. They're a variety pack, so hopefully you guys can find something like you four come up here. Okay. We might be a little messy here. We got some napkins. Okay. So I'm going to time you. We're going to see who's the quickest eater. Okay. Don't try not to make too big of a mess, but we're going to see. Okay. Kaylee and Abby, if you guys can come over here. Okay. Here we go. You guys ready? Here we go. On your marks, get set, go. I'll have two more from over here. Two more people come on up. Okay, we can have two more from this side. Two more from this side. Two more from this side. Real quick. I figured you guys would have smashed these a lot quicker. Yes. You're done? Can't eat anymore?
No, I can eat a lot more.
We need this all gone. You need your whole team size need to be gone. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. If you haven't finished, how many do we have left? How many pieces do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, how many pieces do we have left over here?
1, 2, 3.
Okay. Good job, left side. Give fives. High fives. High fives, high fives. You're just going to leave me? Awesome. You guys can eat. Oh. Thank you, Kaylee. Okay. Those of you that have cheesecake, you can continue to eat that. But listen, so with our eating contest, there was one person that asked, what is it, before they knew what it was, right? Did anybody check the expiration date? Did anybody... Hold on. Hold on. Shh. Okay. Did everybody trust that it was cheesecake before you took the first bite? What if I had gone to a practical joke store and bought food or cheesecake that looked like cheesecake but was something else? Okay. I know you're like, I got a few deer in the headlights look with that. I didn't think about that, okay? Here's the thing. You didn't even think about it, but you were putting trust in me and the fact that I would not harm you, that I wouldn't give something that was past the expiration date, that it was something that was actually cheesecake, it was actually something that would be edible, something that wouldn't cause you to get sick. So you were trusting me that I would not do something underhanded or something that would hurt you, okay? And that is at the core of who we are when it comes to our relationship with God, when it comes to our time with God, time in God's Word, is our trust in God. If we can have almost like a, if you can almost make like a bullseye with like the middle be. So at the center of who we are when it comes to our time with God is our trust in God. Okay? If we could not trust God, if we couldn't depend on Him, then none of that would make sense. None of what we are charged with in Scripture would make sense. So we trust in God. Okay? Trusting in God, then if we went with a around that, we have all the different points that we've talked about. Okay? Inspiration, infallibility, context setting, spiritual food, okay, source of life. Then we talk about author, audience, theme, and problems, okay? We are trusting that God says as we dive into God's Word, He is going to meet us, and we are going to know what God's message for our life is. And then outside of that, so we have that, and then the next circle would be the fact that it comes out in everyday life. We live out that truth of who God is. Did David have trouble doing that? So he kind of did some things on his own. And he kind of made decisions without depending on God, without trusting God. We see that he had some awesome truths that he followed God, but then he had some normal everyday struggles. And he faltered with those. And that's why he confesses his mindset, the way he has made those decisions. And then he says there in verse 8 of Psalm 34, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." So God is good. So as we live that out every day, what promises has God given us that we can totally depend and totally trust on every day? Anybody give me one off the top of your head? Let me start with one. He said that he will never leave us nor forsake us, correct? Okay? Ezra. He said that he would come back. Very good. What else? What about in James when he says, "You can ask and it will be given to you"? Okay? What else?
He'll never give us more.
He'll never give us more than we can bear. Very good. What else? What about Romans 8:28? "All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose." So everything that happens in our life has purpose. It's part of God's plan. Okay? So as we study God's word and we see that we trust God at the core of all this, and then we see how we live it out practically every day, that's the effect that it has in our life. We can trust God. He has an awesome plan. He has an awesome purpose for our lives. And we need to be diving into his word on a daily basis. Okay? Let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll be dismissed to small groups. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for your word. We ask that you would just bless our small group time to follow. I pray that we'd continue to discuss this topic of diving into your word. We've pulled it apart for 4 weeks. I pray that we would take it from a theoretical knowledge to a practical knowledge. We'd realize that we can taste and see that you are good. And we can do that on a daily basis. You have promised to meet us. You have promised to that we have a relationship with you once we realize we're a sinner and we cannot save ourselves. And we ask Jesus to take our sins away. That begins the eternal relationship with you far beyond anything else that we could ever imagine in this world and in our culture. And I pray that we would just grasp that and we would run with it and we would know you, we would draw close to you, and we would live it out every day in our lives. We give you all the honor, praise, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.